Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Grab it to check out the show there on YouTube, KISW Rock, or KISW Rock, right?
Yeah, KISW
Rock. Yeah. Do us a favor, subscribe to the channel, and also smash the like burgers, we like to say. Give us a thumbs up there. Comments coming in, Ted. Most of the people are saying the same thing, that Steve and I are the weird ones in the room.
And
for
Mike.
For not wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Underneath our sweatshirts.
I did not realize that was such a thing. To me, I'm like, do you want to wear a shirt? Do you want to wear the hoodie? Well, I'm feeling the hoodie, and I put it on the hoodie. I never, ever gave it another thought.
People are saying the same thing. Yeah, you got to wash that thing. You can wear it 3 or 4 times if you wear a t-shirt. I'm going to hang this thing back up and wear it again without washing it.
I mean, I'm going to wash mine. That's just me. I already do laundry. What's the big deal? You know, I don't throw my socks
To me, just like hoodies are different than shirts or underwear. You don't have to wash them every time. You wear them, whatever.
You don't, unless you wear them like I do.
But if you're wearing them like you do, and to me, I don't know, I just would feel weird not doing it. I've done it just to like run out and get a coffee and go back. And the whole time I'm out getting that coffee, I don't feel right.
Man, I've had a shirt on. I had to run out and throw a hoodie on over top. I did not like that. Same general thing, like, I got to step out of the house for a minute, do something. I'm like, I don't.
If you're running out real quick, do you put underwear on?
Yes.
I don't. Depends. If I have, like, sweatpants on, then yes. Otherwise, it's a full frontal package there, you know? But
I mean,
always, yeah. I'm telling you, I zip my junk up once in my jeans. That is not an experience I want to do
again.
I
have some of the shorts that have, like, the little cage in them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are fine. But I got to be going to, like, go for a walk or doing something athletic.
I will tell you one thing. I do not wear sweatpants on airplanes. I know a lot of guys do. People want to dress comfortably. But I find if I fall asleep, you still wake up with the erection. And depending, you know, if you wake up under doing Final Descent, like, it's there. And at some point, I have to stand up to get my baggage from the overhead. And I've had that twice where it's like, you don't make eye contact with people, but I'm like, first of all, I am tall. So when I stand up to grab my bags, I'm like, I know people know that I have an erection.
There's also different levels of that as far as just, you know.
I mean, like, if I got a little chubby, that's one thing.
Right? But man, when you're on a plane for some reason, man, it's like you could hang a wool coat on that.
It's like lack of air pressure or something.
It's a different level.
That's why the Mile High Club exists, because the best it's ever going to look, it's going to be in its biggest and girthiest on a plane.
All right, do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Had a couple from our question. Either you or someone else, what odd decision was made under the influence, guys? After a heavy night of drinking, I woke up the next day and checked my email. Saw that I had purchased 5 concert tickets for $800. I also did buy the ticket cancellation insurance, too, so almost spent $1,000. Didn't even know it. Question to me is, did you go to the show?
What is the show that you spent the money
on? Did you go? A friend of mine got hammered at the bar, ordered an Uber home, and fell asleep on the car ride. Woke up on his parents' couch. They live 3 hours away from his apartment and 2 hours from the bar that we were at.
Jesus, man.
That could not have been a cheap Uber ride.
Nope.
No.
Well, it depends where you live. If you don't live here, it's not so bad. It's
you
terrible.
Sure you're going to take you there?
Sure. I got the money.
What address did you put in? My brother went camping 1 year with some friends. They decided to light his leg on fire after drinking.
Jesus.
That sounds fun.
Well, we let my leg on fire. Well, that was an accident, wasn't it? Or did I really light my leg?
No, we let your shoe on fire.
That's what it was.
Because you were burning off like a little spare thread or something. But then like the polyurethane or whatever in the shoe, it did that weird kind of low blue flame. But we were staring at, we were really high, but we're both staring at this. And the thing that snapped us out of it was my phone rings were at my place. And the person who was calling was Hair Club to offer us the job here in Seattle.
Meanwhile, I'm patting out my leg because it was on fire.
He's like, hey, guys, how you doing? Miles in the background.
I don't know if it's a lotion I put on my legs. I don't know what that. I don't know, an aloe vera. I don't
we
know
told him that after the fact.
Why is that just so stereotypically you guys?
That's literally what we were doing.
Seriously, he snapped us out of it because I was like, dude,
he hired us in Seattle, but at that moment we were stoned and Miles was on fire.
It was so slow motion too. Like, hey man,
fire.
Hey man, check this out. I think my whole leg's on fire.
And we're both just like,
wow, that's pretty cool.
That's sad but true.
Yeah. Guys, I blacked out.
Born role model, Mike.
Yeah. Blacked out at UW and woke up in the back of a Scooby-Doo mystery machine, like 3 blocks from my house. I've seen that thing.
Yeah, I have too.
It's been around for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's still around or not, but yeah. Okay, let's see here. If we had birthdays, they would be brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
But no birthdays today.
No.
That is amazing. So my daughter's birthday was last Thursday.
Oh, it's my buddy Sabrina's birthday.
Happy birthday, Sabrina. Yeah. But the one thing we wanted to do for her is she's a big-ass, like, Comic-Con fan, right? So we've been going to Emerald City Comic-Con. Every freaking year it comes around. It's fine. I was going to take her to San Diego Comic-Con this year. I don't know if you know what it takes to get to San Diego Comic-Con. I thought, all right, we'll just go online. We'll buy the tickets. Oh, no. It's not that easy. If you have been there before, then there's like a special queue for you or something like that, right? Because you've been there before. Well, I've never been there before. So we had to get into the, I don't know, the peasant's line, so to speak. So it's Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. You have to open up your computer just to see if you get thrown into the lottery for the opportunity to spend your money to buy tickets. At 11:10 a.m., we found out that, yes, we can, in fact, buy two tickets. Tickets actually aren't that expensive, but it was almost 4 hours of having to wait just to see
the drama
if we could buy them. Now, when I say we, I mean specifically my wife. She just sat there in the living room looking grumpy the whole time. I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But we did get the tickets. So we told our daughter Saturday afternoon, said, hey, babe, come here, read that computer screen. I cannot explain how excited and happy this girl was.
Awesome.
To go to Sandy, and keep in mind, it's Thursday through Sunday. By the time, so my wife's sitting there, she's like, Saturday sold out. I'm like, all right. Friday sold out. I'm like, oh, Christ, man. Can we at least get a day? So we did get Thursday.
Oh, nice.
We will be there Thursday. She is over the moon excited. And I alone get to spend it with her.
Nice. That is the Comic-Con.
It is the one. She knows that. And so that was her big birthday gift. And oddly enough, it was fairly cheap if you're willing to wait 4 hours.
I was just like going to San Diego regardless of the Comic-Con.
Well, oddly enough, it turns out my wife and son are like, well, we will accompany you to San Diego.
That's a trip for the whole fam.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
It is. It is.
Let's get a contestant online now for your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, a couple extra emails. Subject, hoodie.
All right.
For years, I've been getting asked from friends, coworkers, and bartenders for wearing zip hoodies without a shirt under it. I'm always getting the, where's your shirt? It's a damn shirt, I tell them. I don't understand why a shirt with buttons is socially acceptable, but if it has a zipper, everyone loses their goddamn mind.
Yeah.
He does have a point.
Is it just the material?
What's a hoodie? A hood.
I have shirts. Yeah. I got the hood. We were talking about that earlier. I got the thin shirts.
All right.
Right? They are T-shirt material. They are long sleeve. They're great if you do like the open button up kind of thing. And it's that little extra layer. And it does, in fact, have a hood. And if it's raining out, that hood gets popped, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cutwater. We were talking about Cutwater last week. Guys, love the show. Been listening since the day you started when I was in junior high school. Me and my wife were just laughing about this. We did not realize they are called Cutwaters because you were supposed to cut them with water.
Yeah, we didn't know that either.
Obviously, I'm like a lot of you gentlemen and will continue to drink them as is, but the concept is to cut them with water. That is why they're so strong. Have a good one, guys. That from Alex. You know what? They do sell them at a couple bars that I'm at, or at least they have the coasters, so I'm assuming they have them there. But I wonder if the bartender actually cuts those with water.
They don't.
I think they're not. Like, they might said, ask you. But
you can. But there, nothing on the Cutwater's actual website says, hey, you're supposed to be cutting this with water.
Right.
Some of them are just crazy strong. I personally just struggle. There's a couple, but most of the canned cocktails, I just don't like the flavors of them.
I agree.
Some of them are okay.
Do you remember the mixed cocktails that they were making at the beginning of COVID. So you basically could go, since the bars were closed and everything else,
yeah,
they would just have like Manhattans in a glass
bottle. Oh, God, yeah.
Do you remember those are like a Jack and Coke or whatever the deal was? Those things would absolutely F me up. I mean, I would get told, like, I don't know how much alcohol is in those things.
I think the point was,
I would throw up.
You're stuck at home, like, get hammered.
All the
there
stuff
was an Asian place I used to walk to, and they'd give you just a little pouch. And it had a cocktail in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The place we had offered, it was snow cones. It was alcoholic snow cones. They just did it at a pickup window. Because it was COVID, you still had to, like, wait in your car in this line. But, like, the word ran around like wildfire. Like, all these phones are blowing up like, hey, man, they got, like, vodka-infused snow cones at so-and-so. First thing we did was hop in the car and go. Yes. That is exactly right.
Hell, I live in Capitol Hill. We went up there to get some. Yeah.
In Fremont, you could walk around. You could go get takeout food.
Yeah.
But they would also order or offer you takeout drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with a lid on it and a straw. And I'm just walking around. Not that I couldn't do this if I was trying to be sneaky, but it was just the weirdest thing in the world just to walk down the street.
It's great.
Sipping on a cocktail. I mean, one of the better points of COVID, obviously. There's not a lot of highlights there.
Sure.
But that was actually pretty cool. I mean, walking around like sucking on a Jack and Coke, walking down the street.
I did like that, man.
I'm like, this is all right.
I tried to be good about going to my local places I like to try to buy food and stuff to keep them going. But there was a few of them. I'm not going to say where. That were just blatantly like, do you want to come in and drink a beer and a shot? I was like, at the bar? And they were like, yeah. I was like, oh, I would love to.
Keep please. The lights out. And one of the do not turn on the lights.
But it was just so, I can't explain to you how much fun it'd be like, ah, I'm going to be at a bar.
I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time for your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Brock, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. All right, Brock, hot off the press today, we get the list of the most sinful cities in America. Now, they are based on seven sinful behaviors: anger and hatred, jealousy, excess and vices, which includes drinking, drugs, and gambling, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. So we have the top ten. Also, violent crimes are included in this as well. I guess that's the anger or the hatred.
I would think.
Or maybe the greed, who knows. But either way, they're on there as well. As far as violent crimes, there is a five-way tie for the most dangerous cities that have violent crimes per capita. Tied for first are all Oakland, California. Memphis, Tennessee.
I say Memphis has to be there.
Detroit, Michigan. Little Rock, Arkansas.
You ever been to Little Rock?
I have not.
Okay, if you went there, you'd be like, I get why you're angry.
And Cleveland, Ohio.
You know why they call it Little Rock?
What?
Because of crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm. There's a five-way tie for thefts per capita as well. It's where your stuff gets gripped. Oakland, California, tied for number one, along with Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri, Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington?
And Tacoma, Washington.
All right, Tacoma, living up to the rest.
All right, so Brock, we got the 10.
Should we describe Tacoma as the Burlington, Vermont of Washington State?
It really is a lot like
I mean, in that case, you go, hey, man, it is just like
Champlain,
Burlington.
Champlain or maybe cheap champagne. Mm. And then next we have the 10 states with the highest top 5% income. So the average household income for this elite demographic exceeds $637,000 a year. Top 5%. Dang. All right. In fact, five states in total claim an average of more than $600,000 for the top 5% households. So, Brock, do you want to go to the states with the highest top percent income, or do you want to go with the most sinful cities in America?
I'm going to go with the sin because I'm kind of sinful. So let's go with that.
Okay. All right.
This is kind of sinful.
Kindful.
All right. Kind of sinful.
Brock, remember, this is based on anger and hatred as well. So
that could be anywhere these days.
Well, think about some sports cities that have a worse reputation than others.
All right.
That fits in some of it. Jealousy, vices, which includes gambling, drug use, alcohol, greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. So that's basically how they got this template down. All right. So, Brock, what do you think is one of the most sinful cities in America?
Well, I have to go with Vegas to start, right?
Vegas is number one. Their sin index is 62%.
Wouldn't that just be the Sindex?
The Sindex.
The thing is, you know, if you go to Vegas, if you hang out with people that live there, they don't have the vices that everyone that visits there.
Their greed rank is number one. Their excess and vices rank is at 67, which is high. And anger and hatred, believe it or not, is unusually high in Vegas as well. All right, Brock, one for one.
Oh, shoot, because then I'm going to go... So, anger and, like the greed... Or, shoot, now I'm having a tough time.
Well, so, I would think some are, like... I'm just guessing. I am not privy to the list. But, like, Oakland, not to keep throwing it under the bus. Maybe Boston, based on the sports fans and all that.
Maybe Philly, based on anger.
Philly, yeah, Philly.
So, I'm going to throw one out to you guys. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Very possible.
Not on the list.
Well,
Baltimore's come a long time in the last 2 years, dude. It is
Baltimore
good
is
for them.
The I'm almost disappointed.
Baltimore is number 19 on the list.
What happened to the city I grew up in?
I'll tell you what, Brock. I'll do you a solid. If you can get 10 out of the top 20, I'll give it to you.
All right.
How's that? Okay. So I'll take that strike away.
All right. So how about Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is number 4.
All right.
Yeah. Oakland.
I didn't hear you.
Oakland.
Oakland, California. Oakland. Oh, hold on. Let me look real quick here. Okay. No.
Really?
Not on the list.
Wow.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
I'm right there with you, man.
You know what they say in Oakland? Turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
So I can hit you there, too.
Hit both sides of your face.
Right.
How about down south, New Orleans?
New Orleans is number 10. Okay, you've got 4 out of the 10 correct with Baltimore, New Orleans, Philadelphia, and Las Vegas.
And this is sin, right?
Sin. So think of places that have, oh, geez, a whiz.
I would think Miami.
A
maybe?
Number of strip clubs, nightlife. Those things exist.
I was going to go Miami. I would go with
Miami is on the list of number 7. Believe it or not, their anger and hatred rank is through the roof.
I would think jealousy.
So excesses and vices, probably just dealing with cocaine.
That was why I picked Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You said New Orleans already. All right, so what do you think, Ted? Like Dallas,
only because
Nashville.
Miles mentioned strip clubs?
Yeah.
Does that kind of make me think of Dallas or Atlanta?
Miles, can you give me like states, perhaps, maybe?
I think Ted just gave you really good clues there.
Yeah, try Dallas or Atlanta.
All right, I'm going Dallas. Then.
Dallas, number 8. All right. What is Dallas bad at? Excess and vices and greed.
Yep.
And laziness.
That's just the Texas.
Yeah. We'll see tonight on Monday Night Football.
Ha.
All right, Brock, what do you got next?
I'm going to go with Ted on this one. I'll go at Atlanta, too.
Number 5.
Atlanta.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 7 out of the 10. You've only got 1 strike against you so far, Brock.
All right. And then I want to say local. I'm not going to say Portland, but they should be one of them. But let's go. Shoot.
Maybe New York City?
I was going to go New York City. New York City.
New York City. I'll give it to you. It's number 17.
I mean, competitive if nothing else, right?
Okay.
You
got
to be.
All right, Brock. So you've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You only need 2 more. You got 1 strike.
Ooh. Ted, you agree Boston.
They are angry.
I'm thinking more of the anger tip, not so much excess.
But about the anger. So then deep south a little bit, too, maybe.
What is as deep south as you can get other than Miami?
Is it considered south?
It is not technically considered south. I mean, people from this area just consider it that area. They're their own world.
Houston, maybe?
Oklahoma City.
Houston. Massive city. Right. It's southern, but it's not in the south. It's in Texas.
All right, you're right. I'll go with Houston.
Number 2.
All right,
number
2.
It's number 2.
Oh,
yeah, excesses and vices are huge. And laziness.
Well, yeah, everybody's drinking lean.
And eating barbecue.
Yeah. It's massive. Yeah, you eat barbecue and drink lean. Try to be productive.
Okay, Brock, two more that are on the list in the top 10 are West Coast cities. For the most part, what is actually in a different time zone?
Hawaii?
West Coast. Continental.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's a different time zone. That could be Phoenix, because I would say Arizona is the holdout.
Or
on that.
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale's a good one, but I'm going to go Phoenix on this one.
Phoenix number 9, you got 10. Very good, Brock.
Nice.
You win. On your guess, as good as mine.
What else do we have on that?
So, we said what, number 3 and number 6?
Number 3 is Los Angeles, California. So the top 10, Vegas 1, Houston 2, LA is number 3. We've got Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 4, 5 Atlanta, 6 Denver, Colorado.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Smoke more weed. Chill out, man.
Laziness rank and excesses and vices rank.
Okay.
Aren't they always like super healthy list?
I think it has to do more with excess and vice.
Yeah.
All right, so they're healthy, but they smoke a ton of weed?
And do mushrooms. Miami 7, 8 is Dallas, Phoenix is 9, New Orleans is 10. Some of the other states that actually appear on the list. Let's see here. Come on, where are you, buddy? Where the hell did I put that? Oh, right here. Okay, so Shreveport, Louisiana. These are some of the smaller towns.
Right,
Baton Rouge is number 11.
Yeah.
Orlando's on the list. Baltimore, we said that. New York, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, Denver, Memphis, and the closest one to us, that would be Portland. They come in at number 24.
Well, there you go, Brock. Portland was, in fact, on the list.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here, it's 5:08. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New numbers show that 83% of U.S. households are using...
Hellholes.
Are using artificial Christmas trees over real ones this year.
All right.
How high is it?
How high is it? What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you said it was telling you how many people are.
83%.
Yeah. 83%. Oh, yeah. 17% of people are actually going with the real tree. Or nothing at all.
I use an artificial one. For sure.
Yeah, we do have one. I prefer the real tree. However, it's kind of cost effective to have that artificial tree to pull out all the time.
It's cost. It just doesn't make sense to me. That's all. If you like them, do it. But no, for me, I'm like, yeah. And I'm a queen of pine needles.
Yeah. And sap all over your place.
As an adult, yeah, I say that.
That's right.
As a kid, I felt different.
Yeah. I just like them. I like to go get one.
I'm with you.
Especially now I have a place big enough, there's a good spot for it. So, like, all right, I'll go get one.
Yeah, I'm with you. And, you know, we don't need to demonize it either. Like, yes, it is just tinder boxes that we have standing there next to our chimneys.
How long does it take you to put it up?
The artificial?
Yeah.
2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Seems like a half-day project when I was doing it.
I think they come a little bit longer.
They've definitely improved how they operate.
You know,
Basically pull it out of a box, put three pieces together, fold down the branches, done.
Exactly. Well, and the mother-in-law's got one that we used last year, and we're going to use again this year, that actually it has all the lights already put on there.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. It's got little terminals on side of on the bottom of every kind of section of the tree.
Yeah.
And as they plug in, it powers up through the tree there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's
house growing up had a pretty big foyer when you walked into it, as far as the height. And when you walked in, the stairs went up to the second floor. And my mom, we had a Christmas tree in, like, the family room area.
Okay.
This was all of the decorations that my brother, my sister, myself had made. Family things, sentimental things, colored lights. Then my mom had, like, a 10-footer in the foyer that looked like something that you would see in Nordstrom.
Right.
Or like nice. Everything was color coordinated. It was bows.
My mother does it.
Balls.
One and tacky tree, one traditional tree.
But the gifts go into the tacky tree. Well,
yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. New reports have shown that McDonald's has lost a double-digit percentage of their low-income customer base.
Yeah.
And they've gained that same amount in the higher earners as far as their customer base.
Right, because you got less money to spend, right?
Exactly.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, not hard to, like, right. The math actually is mathing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're blaming a bunch of stuff on it. It's like, okay, well, you're making the burgers more expensive.
Yeah, we can help. If they have questions, we can help explain.
Exactly. You took it all off the bottom, not off the top. Good job. United Airlines is trying to dismiss a class action lawsuit concerning their windowless window seats.
I mean, I don't know that you need a class action lawsuit, but I get the anger, like, I asked for a window seat. If it's not available, just tell me.
And that's kind of their point, is they paid extra to have a window seat to make sure that they
charge me for that.
Yeah. Also, when they put it right in the middle of your headrest,
oh my
right?
God,
is it yours or is it the person? Because you want to look out the window, but it's kind of like half and half.
Yeah.
So if I want to open it up and see where we are, then I'm disturbing the person behind me.
I think it's just kind of agreed upon that that one stays closed.
Okay.
But now, I would love to have it open. No matter where I'm sitting, I would love to have it open. But the thing is that I don't know if that person does. It's either...
That's the thing, right?
You know, it's either I'm shining a light right on them that's cooking them at the time when they're in, they might not like that. Or I am absolutely blinding them in their kind of dark little corner that they've got sitting there behind me. I would have it open.
I would too. But there's a very simple solution. If the seat doesn't have a window, don't charge them.
Right.
For what that's what people are angry about, is that you charge me extra. I mean, this is so easy to solve. And for the airline industry, it's like, no, we won't. Like, guys, I mean, listen.
I just want the fuselage to lean into to be able to go to sleep.
You're going to nickel and dime us. You nickel and dime us on everything.
Yes.
We accept that. But if I do pay more specifically for this thing, then provide it. And if you can't, just, this is so easy to solve. You're just unwilling to do it.
Right. Right.
Jesus Christ.
Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day. I give you guys a 90% success chance on this one. It's a C word, careful. And it is a noun. But the word's literal use is a pot in which metals or other substances are
cauldron.
Heated. Not a cauldron, no. But they're heated to a very high temperature or melted. Now, it is more
kiln?
It is more often, that's a K word.
Yeah.
It's more often encountered in a figurative use, referring to a difficult test or challenge that forces people to change or make difficult decisions. A C word, referring to a difficult test or challenge that forces people to change or make difficult decisions.
But not cauldron.
A conundrum.
Conundrum.
It's also a brewery.
Chuck-a-duck.
Good guess. Good guess.
Crucible is the word that we're looking for.
Crucible. Yeah.
Crucible.
Yeah.
I did not know that it was actually what you said. Like
it
an oven or something?
Melting pot is basically what it is.
It's did not know that.
For metals and other substances. Huh. I did not know that either, that it's called a crucible.
But well, damn.
There you go.
Huh.
New research has found that raw meat juices may be to blame for many UTIs. More so in women, oddly enough.
Oh,
why
do
you have raw meat juice on the hoo-ha?
That's what I thought, too.
You wearing, like, ham panties?
What you doing? Oh.
Like, why?
I don't order that.
Head to KISW.com right now for Thrills Ham Panties. Available now in the Rock Shop. You can buy them for your Christmas sweetheart.
I mean, things can get anywhere. The fact that they bring it up, though, says that this happens with some alarming regularity.
Yeah. Right.
Why do you have raw meat juice down there?
I just don't want to hear the term ham panties ever again.
Ham panties.
You like roast beef?
Yeah. It's like a Hot Pocket.
Ham panties.
Mm.
Yum.
Yum. You don't wear a t-shirt. But
ham panties.
Don't wear a t-shirt underneath this hoodie, but he wears ham panties.
That's right.
Slapping that thing with ground beef. Like, why is it there?
It's not the ham that causes the infection. It's the honey glaze.
It's raw meat juices.
Yeah.
Damn.
And is that you've processed? Like, is there still raw meat juices that you're eating? Or,
I mean,
like
you said, you prepared dinner and you went to the bathroom, maybe?
Right.
I would understand. But again, the fact that they bring it up says this happens enough
right.
that it's worth mentioning.
Just doing some disc jockey duties while you're handling raw meat? Like, what's going on here?
I mean, I get excited, too. But
due to the redistribution and relocation of groundwater, we have successfully tilted the Earth itself about 31 inches since 93.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Since 93.
Since 1993. Mm. Because of all the groundwater that we have pulled out and it basically gets redistributed to the oceans, we've changed how the Earth holds its weight. Therefore, its axis has actually tilted about, 31 inches.
Yeah. China, too.
Yeah.
This is all the concrete. They produced more concrete in between 2011 and 2012. All right. So that's 1 year than the U.S. did in the 20th century.
No kidding.
Right, because that big building boom they have going on, obviously you need concrete for a lot of these structures, and that is how much they produce. And believe it or not, the weight of that concentrated in one area gives you a little wobble.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
The China wobble.
And it's actually causing... China wobble. It's actually causing the sea levels to rise.
Yeah.
Slight change over there.
If you... Cause and effect, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job. Last week, we talked about some verbal crutches that we need to let go of, and now it's time to tackle another area that needs some improvement.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So these here are the most overused email jargon.
Hey, Thrill.
Oh, see me in my office. Yeah. Email technology services provider Zero Bounce reviewed 1 million business emails and found that workers everywhere reach for the same phrases again and again, which the analysis says could be due to using a safe phrase when you aren't sure what to say.
I think that's probably it.
And according to the ranking, these are the lines most likely to show up in an email. Number 10 on the list, it's the easiest one that you can bring up if you want to revisit a certain topic. We're gonna
circle back.
We're going to circle back there, yeah, Ted. Out of all those emails, 0.05% of them use the term circle back.
And all right.
I get it.
I mean, only you're going to say revisit.
Reconvene.
Part of the reason I think they just say circle back, and while it is just stupid corporate speak, we all know what it is.
Sure.
And you don't have to type anything else. Just like, let's circle back. Like, right, we know exactly what you mean.
And if it wasn't circle back, you'd be doing something else to say, hey, we need to get back to this.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I need to bring this back up.
Right.
Let's circle back.
It's not the number one priority, but we'll get back to it.
Correct. Anybody ever heard of e-meat?
E-meat.
E-meat.
M-E-E-T or M-E-A?
Correct.
Okay.
I was like, yeah,
we're back to this again.
Not the juices in your panties.
That's V-meat.
And panties.
Doggone it. That's got to be like... You know,
a virtual
Microsoft
meeting.
Microsoft Teams, Zoom, Google Meet. Yeah, it's an electronic meeting that the pandemic blew that up. And now, unfortunately, I can't get away from these doggone things.
I mean, everyone's in on it now. Although Miles had the best quote years ago. Our boss, so he Zoomed us about something. Miles and I are not what you call technically gifted. I don't know how we pulled this off, but every time we showed up, we were vertical, so we were sideways, but it went up and down.
Landscape as opposed to portrait, yeah.
No idea how the F we did that, but our boss is like, Jesus Christ, guys, what, can you guys not get the Zoom meeting right ever? And Miles just said, well, we don't need to because we're at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to see us? We're at the place that you think is so important that you're not here. So just let that, and we never heard it again.
Is there also like a boom of meetings that have to happen now that we can do it on Zoom anytime, anywhere?
Do people have more meetings now because of Zoom? Or does it just seem that way because you have to go through a process?
Right.
Right?
Am I getting more important? Is that what it is?
They would call a meeting, you just kind of walk down the hall, or they visit you at your desk, right? Yeah. And then with Zoom, I don't know that we have more meetings, but it's like you get an invitation to it.
Right.
And then you're told what time, and everybody counts down on their calendar.
Well, yeah, to be honest with you, we used to have this little Star Trek thing 25 years ago. That sat in the middle of a conference room table, which is a phone, which is a speaker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I almost paid more attention to a meeting when I'm just listening to what the person is saying.
Even though you're staring at a phone.
Instead of seeing them. Seriously.
It's like Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. I'm listening to whatever this corporate person is saying. More so than I am if I can see them.
Right.
I don't know why that is.
Because then I got to mute it and comment on their appearance.
0.06% of emails all had this same disingenuous phrase, hope all is well.
Hope this email finds you well.
Right.
You're
don't
not
care.
Hoping. I mean, it's fine.
You know, you're
it's
not hoping nice for the opposite, but you work in sales.
Why
you
don't
need
we respond? Do you hope this finds me well?
Right.
Yeah. I'm just titling it spam to see if anyone opens it.
And the thing is that I don't care about that phrase more than I care about people that get frustrated that I don't use that kind of speak. In like, this is a work email. The only reason why you are reaching out to me is because you need something from me.
Right.
Don't hit me with the hope all is well. Screw that. You don't actually care.
My friends would say that.
Right.
You need something.
That is the equivalent of the lettuce on your burger, Steve. Why the hell is it there? Get it out.
I don't ask for this.
No. I don't want this. You don't care. You don't care if I'm well. You care if I'm well enough to get done what it is that you want out of me.
Maybe they should say that. I hope this email finds you well enough.
And number 7 on the list is that exact same thing as hope this email finds you well. Hope you're doing well is at number 6. So there's 3 of them right there that all have the same vein.
Right.
That disingenuous crap.
And you don't need it.
Start out with suck it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hope this email finds you sucking it and a pair of ham panties. Now on to business.
Miles Montgomery, hope this email finds you well. Mike Hawk, suck it. Yeah, I can get that done.
Hey, look, sometimes I think there's something about good about being direct. So years ago, we're trying to get life insurance, okay? And the company decided they're going to offer life insurance. Just follow these prompts. And I did that. It was like 3 months and nothing happened. So finally, I got irritated. And I went to the same website or whatever that you put it in. And the subject said, I think my wife is trying to kill me. I swear to God, they reached out within 5 minutes and said, are you being serious? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what's on her mind, but I want life insurance. And then I got it all done. Nice. I just got 3 months of doing protocol. There's nothing. I think she's trying to kill me. Oh, my God. And I got it done. So, like, skip all the BS. Just get to the freaking point.
Correct.
Man.
Correct.
It's work, for Christ's sake.
0.15% of emails, 1,459 emails, all have the same thing, and I have seen this before. Thrill, I have this problem. Please advise.
Talk to someone else.
Are you a computer?
Right.
Is this the Star Trek Enterprise? Please advise.
Let me find Mr. Spock for you.
This is fast.
Do you have any help? Do you know anything about this?
Someone here says, per my last email, there's no way that's not on the list.
Not on the list here. They did give a few phrases. There we go. Per my last email. Yeah.
I've seen that.
God. Yeah, that's a handful there to understand why these lines persist.
I've reached out to you before. You have not responded.
Why so many of them grate on people's nerves. They ask business leaders which corporate phrases they'd most likely eliminate from the inbox. Per my last email was one of them. Quick question was another one. Let's circle back. And then bandwidth. Bandwidth is big.
What do they mean?
Do you have the bandwidth to be able to handle this?
Oh, my God.
It's insulting.
That is.
Yeah.
Probably. If you have to ask, the answer is no.
Aligned is number 4 on the list. 1,714 emails all use the phrase align.
Make sure our ideas are aligned.
I guess.
Is this aligned with our corporate strategy?
Correct.
I don't know because you don't tell us what to do.
That is not somebody
who... Bottom line to make money?
Yeah.
We're making money.
Then
it aligns. Aligned,
baby. Boom. Full-profit company, drop the mic. Why are you bagging me?
The ones that use aligned are not getting anything done. They're telling you what other people got done.
That is correct.
These things align with our corporate strategy. Like, okay, good job. The people who actually work got it done.
Nice.
Checking in. 4,286 emails. All said checking in. Check in.
Or it's got to be a check-in. Don't make it about something else. So you called for something else. So you're not checking it. These right. things are not well. I've had this conversation. That's not what I'm calling about. So no. This call started with, I'm calling to check in.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, things are not well.
It's bad.
I need some help. What about this? What? Hang on now. You can't get mad at me. I'm here for the check-in. We'll talk about that other thing. We can email about that.
We can circle back.
We can circle back to that or start a new email.
Put a pin in that one.
Yeah.
I got problem A needs to get solved before we get to problem B.
Correct. Yeah.
We gonna talk about this first. The agenda starts with one, not two.
Right
behind check-in, following up.
Depending on the situation, that's okay.
5,755 emails I'll use. Just a little follow-up email.
Here's my only thing. If I have not responded to the initial email, you're not following up. Like, whatever you know.
Right.
Like, if I respond to whatever, I understand the follow-up. But you can't follow up to something I didn't respond to.
Correct.
There's no follow-up.
And also, if you have to follow up on something that has already been solved, you shouldn't have been the one to ask any questions in the first place.
That is very true.
Following up, did this get done? Is the house on fire? No. Shut up.
I will say our old boss, he was very precise. And I remember I got one email that says, you're a D.
I know what that was for.
But I understand that. Right? There is no question about this. It's, you are clear. You are concise.
You're a D.
It was only the subject. Like, there was no body to the email. Literally, just said my name. Subject, you're a D.
I think you had literally had a meeting that day saying, do this.
Yes. And then I did that.
What?
You're a D.
You're a D. Did he ruin the station? No. We're doing great.
But he got to the point. I was respecting that.
You're a D. That's great. And then this is the most overused piece of email jargon. 0.61%. 6,117 emails all
said. Reminder, do this mandatory training.
Oh, my God. Reaching out.
Oh, is that the number one?
Yeah, reaching out.
All right.
Touching me.
We should start doing
touching
that.
Touching you.
Start song lyrics.
Sometimes, also, when you work in corporate America enough, you hear them. It's hard to not use them.
Right, yes. Because that's the world you're... Look, if you go to Mexico, maybe you try to speak some Spanish. I feel like that's kind of the same thing.
Yes.
Speak in this limited scope of language that they have.
Exactly.
So that they at least understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been a number of times that you guys have told me to talk to people, and I cleaned it up, and things got done.
Yeah.
A trio of women in Louisiana are being sought out by police after they stole $1,000 worth of merchandise from a very specific store. Miles.
What was that store?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, but we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. But before we get to the shot of the day, I just wanted to share with TanFan321 here, said on YouTube, regarding jargon that you use on emails, I like this. They said we should just start using, open every email with this, what's good in the hood, and then get into the body of the email. And let's soften the blow up front, right? Hey, what's good in the hood? You're fired.
Didn't Miles try to get you to start an email with something that was mildly offensive?
It wasn't offensive to me.
It was not.
No. But reply all.
Right.
To the entire company.
What's good?
So.
My.
Yeah. Well, when you add my, it makes it personal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm engaging everyone. Today we toast five unidentified men from somewhere in Rancho Del Mar, California. Now, a few weeks ago, they entered a U.S. bank branch in a strip mall. Now, the intent was to rob it, and the police called it an orchestrated robbery attempt, as there were, in fact, five of them, with at least one of them visibly armed. However, orchestrated is not the same as sophisticated, because, you see, unbeknownst to our honorees, the U.S. bank branch that they attempted to rob is what they call a cashless bank. And if you don't know what that is, those are banks that they have bankers and tellers, but they handle accounts, transactions, other financial products, but they do not carry cash. They do not do deposits. They do not do withdrawals. Anyway, they managed to get away because no one really bothered to chase them. The cops are still looking for them. So they went in there, had a gun, demanded all the cash they have. They said, cool, you already got it. A little bit of silence. Like, dude, we're a cashless bank, which, by the way, says so if you're there. I think the teller just kind of pointed, like, cashless. So they left. Yeah, cops are still looking for them now. Brilliant. If you're going to knock over a bank, wouldn't you at least take the time
to
make sure that they might have cash inside?
You might scout it out a little bit.
A little bit. That's all. All right. Well, good luck to those fellas. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to contest it now in the line for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.